Now we talk wrestling. We're going to talk with a couple of the girls wrestlers here first as they get ready for regionals coming up on Saturday at Hoisington. We've got a league champion and a league runner-up with us here. They had a really good run last week at the league tournament in Cimarron. We're going to start off with Jonna Sowers. As they say, Jonna Cena, right? So you wanted to be kind of like Mike Tyson or John Cena? There you go. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, you picked up a league championship on Friday there at your weight class there. And how'd you feel like the wrestling was for you?
Thought it was a breeze, Adam.
I know you've seen quite a few of those girls throughout the year, but how big is it just to continue to build on what you've done against them throughout the season?
Pretty good. I like to switch it up with them. I know mostly what they're going to do. I had one pin that was 10 seconds, so didn't see that one coming.
Whew. Well, yeah. Well, yeah, you didn't. It was so quick.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, a big week for you there. But I know the week before, you kind of had a pretty tough one there. I think you probably learned a lot about yourself there with the Garden City tournament there. And what was your takeaway from what you needed to do to get better?
I definitely needed to get better at neutral. And we've gone over that a lot in practice, and especially ducking from headlocks. Like, that's one way to just get out of a bad situation, and that's something that I really needed to work on, and I have an amazing practice partner, and we got after it this week, so
yeah, ready. Man, it's hard to believe it's time for regionals, isn't it?
Thankful. I'm so excited, and yeah.
It's a grind, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, definitely will.
No, what's been your biggest takeaway from wrestling this year?
It's not an easy sport. And it's not like I went out thinking, like, wow, this is going to be easiest thing I've ever done. But it's definitely mentally and physically the toughest thing I have ever done. And I think my biggest takeaway is just that you can push yourself hard.
Yeah, and you've had to push yourself a little extra, haven't you?
Yeah, pep talks every day before practice, you know, have to, like, want to be there.
Yeah, no, well, that's all right. Get you fired up. Saturday, big situation coming up with the regionals. What are you looking forward to doing the most there on Saturday?
I'm just going to go out there, go hard, and I want to win. So all I'm going to win.
Hopefully things work out for you. But, Jonna, you've had a good season so far, and thanks again as always here. Good luck to you on Saturday there, Hoisington.
Thank you.
All right, to once again senior Jonna Sowers, and then we're going to go to Lydia Alfonso, 170-pound wrestler. We were talking 155-pound league champion, and Lydia Alfonso is the runner-up, the junior for Scott City. See, I got that right this time. Last time in an interview, I called you a senior, so We brought you back down to a junior. But how's it going?
It's going pretty good, you know. Good season so far, I think so.
Yeah, so have you, of course, this is your first year out for wrestling, and have you enjoyed it quite a bit?
There are ups and downs. Like, sometimes I really do enjoy it. Sometimes I really feel like quitting sometimes, but, you know, I just have to push through.
What are some things that you've learned the most throughout this year?
Some things that I've learned the most is just to keep pushing through. When things seem hard, just keep on going. Mm-hmm.
Have you kind of amazed yourself at what you've been able to accomplish this year?
Yeah, I think so, but... Yeah, I think I have amazed myself a lot.
Yeah, what's been your favorite tournament?
My favorite, definitely the home meet tournament.
Yeah, you went undefeated, right?
I know.
Yeah,
my first bracket. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, you still got that bracket on display.
It's on my wall.
Oh, there you go. Hopefully, there's a few more places to put some more brackets here.
Hopefully.
But yeah, big weekend coming up here with postseason and. What are you looking forward to the most as you head to Hoisington for Saturday?
What I'm looking forward to the most is there's this girl that I've wrestled a lot, and she's always beat me. So I'm just looking forward to beating her this one time, just getting her.
Just get her.
Catching her off guard.
Yeah. Where is she from?
Colby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's going to be in your regional there. But, yeah, you guys went kind of back and forth a little bit the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, the other day. I thought I had her, but I didn't. Well, I'll get her this weekend.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you. But, I mean, you have to feel like you've learned a lot this year. You've been successful. And I feel like you've put yourself in a good position to try to make it to state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out. Just get in that top four and you're going to state, right?
Top four out of eight. 50-50.
Well, hey, yeah, that's right. We'll get her done there. You've had a fun season, and been fun watching you, and good luck to you coming up here on Saturday.
All right, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Bye, Adam.
All right, bye. Take care. Junior Lydia Afonso joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And we got a couple of the wrestlers from the boys' side to talk to. And another league champion for Scott City is, of course, the girls. They did win the league title pretty easily the other day at Cimarron. And they'll be back there wrestling the boys. Well, tomorrow, the varsity anyway. And we've got a senior and a junior joining us here. We're going to start off with senior Evan Fry, the 113-pound league champion. How are you doing this evening?
Good, you, Adam.
Doing all right, thank you. Well, how'd you feel like you wrestled last Friday down at Cimarron?
I felt really good. I was very fast on my feet and just worked on things I needed to.
Did you have a lot of things that maybe you took away from your wrestling at the Rocky Walton in Garden City a couple weeks ago that you were able to kind of apply last Friday?
Yes, a lot of it. I mean, I struggled on bottom quite a bit, and so I just used that to my advantage this weekend, and I got off bottom like I needed to.
And you know, and how much confidence does this give you that you have your wins there? You win the league, and as you head to, of course, the duel with Cimarron, and then also regionals coming up.
I feel very confident.
All right, and you know, as a senior, this is kind of your last go around. Does it feel weird that this is it?
Yes, it feels very, very weird. I mean, a lot of it my family's kind of emotional about, but
yeah,
pushed through it.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, you got to get that emotion away and just go out there and wrestle your match, right?
Yep.
And also, as a senior, do you feel the extra maybe sense of urgency here with your career winding down?
Yes.
All right. And regionals, it's going to be pretty tough here next week as you go to McPherson there, but what would you like to take out of that?
Just wrestle hard, place, and then go to state.
All right. Have you done much research maybe on some of the opponents that you're going to see there at regionals?
Yes.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it's been probably worth it for you to cut down to 113 this year, hasn't
it? Yes, it's helped a lot.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you and you get that ticket punched back to state here. And thanks again for joining me here, Evan, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
See All right. All right, see you there. Once again, thanks, Evan Fry, joining us here. And a senior, and we get Junior, who finished second at 144 pounds. And Caesar Peregrino, how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. You've bumped up a couple of weights from 132 last year to this year to 144. And how do you feel like you've done second year-round wrestling and wrestling there at that weight class?
I've definitely improved a lot since last year. I can tell just by how much faster I've gotten. My strength is also still there from last year. Definitely gotten a lot stronger too.
And yeah, I mean, your strength has always been there, but were you amazed here maybe at the technique that you needed to maybe improve on the most as you've gone on through your wrestling career?
Yeah, most definitely.
What's probably been your strongest tournament this year?
I'd say the Rocky Walton.
All right. Yeah, you had a pretty good run there. That was a pretty loaded weight class. But you've wrestled some pretty good kids. What was maybe your takeaway from that tournament?
From that tournament, I definitely needed to work more on my shot. Like, I didn't have my shot at all during that tournament. So I was playing more defense. But yeah.
All right. I got to ask you this. Have you ever hit an official this year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to say this ahead. It was an accident at Lexington there, and man, you knocked his glasses off and all. Were you a little shocked after that?
I didn't even notice that I kicked him. Like, I looked back and he had blood time on for himself. His nose was bleeding.
Yeah, he almost had to stop officiating, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, but you did get the win in the end of that one, and all was well afterwards. But what's been probably your favorite tournament this year that you wrestled in?
I would say definitely the home tournament here.
Yeah, that's always fun to wrestle in front of the crowd. You know, that's going to be loud for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, next week it's regionals for you. How are you feeling as you go into regionals coming up here?
I'm feeling pretty confident. From last year, I came up short. This year, I really plan on going to state placing.
That give you a little extra fuel for incentive there?
Yeah.
All right. But you've had a good season so far here, Caesar. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam. See you.
All right. You betcha. Junior Caesar Peregrino joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here on Mix 94.5 here on our Scott City Coaches Show. We now bring in the head coach for the Scott City wrestling team, the league champs, both the boys and girls, and Coach Dakota Hayes. And thanks again for joining me here, Coach. How's things going?
Going pretty good, Adam. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, it was a big day for you guys last Friday. You know, as it always is, it feels like with the tournament, there's a lot of ups, a lot of downs, but more better than worse. And you guys end up with a league championship on both the boys and girls. Looking at your body work last Friday, how well did you feel like your team came out and competed?
You know, I feel like they all kind of came out and competed well. You know, obviously, you ask any coach, we could have done better. I feel like we left some points out there as far as the team goes, but that speaks to the quality of wrestling that we see. You know, you've got Colby's tough, Goodland's tough, Ulysses got some great kids, Holcomb's got some great kids. I mean, wrestling-wise, it's just a tough go. Lost some matches that we probably shouldn't have, but that's just one of those things that, you know, you live and you learn and you try to get a little bit more consistent and hope you can capitalize at the right time at regionals and punch that ticket on.
Do you feel like on the boys' side it was probably the deepest the field's been in a while?
There was some weight classes that were that were thick. I mean, you're talking 138. 138 was loaded. 132 was loaded. 126 had some tough kids. And it was pretty deep. I mean, 57 was a good one. 65 was pretty good. 75 had some tough kids. I mean, it was pretty good. Tough competition to really kind of tee the ball up for this big push here in the next couple weeks. So.
Yeah. Going back a little bit on the boys' side, you guys win the league championship by the narrowest of margins, the skin of your teeth there, half a point over Colby there. And I tell you, I was kind of following a little bit while I was doing basketball there on track wrestling, and I see it's 170 to 159.5, and Colby has their heavyweight coming up. Like, I don't know if they can do this or not. Because you got the advancement points, and I look at the end, I keep refreshing. Boy, half a point.
Yeah, it was kind of a shocker. I mean, all of us coaches were talking and thinking, you know, it's like, hey, we're probably going to lose just by a couple points. And you know, you hit that refresh button after the match, and everything's plugged in, and you come out on top by half a point. And that's just one of those things where, you know, you're thankful for the win, but you're sitting there going, God, we left so many points out there. Yeah. And you're like, we could have, you know, for sure won by a couple more than just a half a point. But that's kind of the thing about wrestling. You know, this person beats that person just right or by enough points, you know, different match point system, you know, scoring system there and all that. And every little thing adds up, so.
Well, I think the prime example of that, and I know there are a lot of matches in the tournament for you guys, but it has to come down to the match for Aiden Preston against the Colby kid. He was down for most of that, and he wins in the final seconds of the third period on a fall there. That was the difference between the league championship and a league runner-up.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, you think about it, that's the difference between in team scoring. That's the difference between 14 and 10 points. Mm-hmm. He picked up a fall in that match with the pin late, so that's two bonus points there, and instead of him getting no points and 10 point, you know, the 10 point second place finish, you know, that's big. So it's like, you know, we've always talked about, like, go out there, do the best that you can, because every match counts. That's the thing. It's like, not just one person is focused on for the scoring. It's all 14 of you. Go out there, feed off each other, support each other, because at the end of the day, if you're going to make a run for big things, it takes everybody.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, and I have to go without or have to mention this here before we talked about the girls here, but Colin McDaniel gets his 100th career victory, and I think if I remember right, Justice got his 100th victory at the league tournament his senior year, and so it has to be league tournaments for those McDaniel brothers to get their 100th victory.
It is. You know, Colin picked his up, I think, second round there at the league tournament, and I think Justice picked his up his senior year, and so it's kind of a special milestone for him, and especially being a junior and whatnot. Now you're trying to get him focused on, let's go get 150.
Yeah.
You know, let's finish out this season on the right note and pick up your senior year and just hit the ground running. So.
Well, and over on the girls' side, you know, there were some that didn't have very many wrestlers to compete in. There was kind of a best of three there, but they took care of business. Your girls did, and of course, you guys were the deepest team there, and that helped out as well. Big margin of victory over runner-up Cimarron, but still, you got to love how your team came out and competed in a lot of those matches.
No, yeah, those girls wrestled well, you know, and it's one of those things that kudos to Audrey. I mean, she didn't have anybody at her weight, but she was still up around cheering for her teammates and getting them all fired up and getting them ready and all that kind of stuff. She did a great job. Brooklyn had some tough goes. You know, she wrestled at probably the best that we've seen her wrestle a little bit. She probably feels a little different to that, but that's what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, you want them to feel like they could have done better. Michaela, she went to work, and Jonna, she went to work, and Lydia, she had a tough battle with that Colby girl, and Ashlyn, she wrestled tough. I mean, all of our girls they're getting there, they're learning quickly, and you just can't be more proud of them. You know, when they go out there, and especially some of them that have never done this before, you know, you're looking at a Tatum Brown, a Brody Spear, all those freshman girls. They've never done this before, and for them to come out there and enjoy it and bust their tail, match in and match out, that's just awesome to see.
It's no question. It's been paying dividends at how hard they've been working.
It has. I mean, it's a great thing to be a part of, and they've put themselves in great positions to be able to punch that ticket to the state tournament, and hopefully we get quite a few of them through, and hopefully they can have a fun time doing it and maybe bring home some team hardware too. So.
Yes. Well, before we get to Saturday, you have one more for you tomorrow. The boys varsity will duel down at Cimarron, and it's going to be a little different lineup for you just with things here and there, but take a look at it. Just another opportunity to get some wins and maybe help out with some records for seeding purposes come regionals.
Yeah, no, some of them might pick up that win that bumps them up to 500 or maybe a little over, and that's big. You know, if you've got a under 500 record, you're unseedable. So that's kind of big, and you know, we don't chase things as much as that. We chase quality matches, mm-hmm. and win or lose, it really doesn't matter because I feel like a lot of our kids, they rise to the occasion. I mean, you look at Brady Welker and Houston Frank last year. I mean, they were unseeded guys that punched their tickets to the state tournament. So it's a good thing to have this duel right here. Otherwise, we'd have an off week and trying to keep them locked in a little bit. That poses its own difficulties. Yeah. But I feel like just keeping them here Thursday and getting that duel, it's a fun time. Yes. We have the kids. Kids clubs do some matches and seeing those little guys out there and being a part of those high school teams, and it's awesome to see, awesome to be a part of, and the kids love it, and so it's no better way to really end the regular season than having a duel like that. So
oh, absolutely. Here and then your JV will wrap up their season on Friday up at Colby there, and hard to believe that for them. And then Saturday, the girls head to Hoisington there. You're going to take 10 there, I believe it is, to Hoisington, to that regional. But, you know, boy, you got to like where you guys are maybe sitting in some of those weight classes.
Yeah, it's going to be a week of divide and conquer. you know, we got coaches going tomorrow to Cimarron. We got coaches staying back to run a practice. We got coaches going on Friday to Colby, and then taking the girls to Great Bend to stay the night before we, you know, kick things off in Hoisington. But I feel like the girls, they're sitting in a really good spot. We got some girls that have given themselves a really great opportunity, and I hope they get mentally ready and able to get their chance to shine on the big stage there at state and have that badge of honor of being top 16 of the state at their weight. And you know, some of them have really busted their tail. I mean, some of them had losing records and all that last year, and now we're going to the regional tournament, and they're seedable. Mm-hmm. And some of them, heck, they only wanted to win 10 matches this year, and they've won 15, and now they're looking at having a seated spot on the bracket and competing well. So,
well, and you got to like that. A lot of these wrestlers coming back from last year to this year, they've been through the grind of a postseason, so that's got to be big as well.
yeah, they realize what's on the line. They know what's on the line, and they're willing to work hard for it, and they care. That's just one of those things where they've taken to it. They love it. They love the camaraderie. They love the sport. They enjoy being with each other, and hopefully they get a couple more weeks with each other. So.
Yeah, hopefully so. That'd be pretty cool here. Once again, Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here, talking wrestling here, and girls and boys league champions. They focus toward Cimarron Duel tomorrow night and regionals for the girls on Saturday. Coach, as always, thank you for the time, and good luck to you coming up here over these next few days, and continue to divide and conquer.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.